You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Lou Regani. Let's talk a little bit about those summer blockbuster movies. No, not the ones today, but Star Wars, Jaws, Airport, Earthquake, The Towering Inferno. Just those few movies, pulled in $250 million combined. Jaws, 1975, 50 years ago, pulled in almost $500 million itself. Worldwide, to be certain. So it's the hottest month of the year in Hollywood in more ways than one. Get people to come in and enjoy the air-conditioned comforts of theaters. Summer. Talk about that and a whole lot more. The music of the stars, all the way till high noon on most of these Civic Media Radio Network stations.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you, newborn whippoorwill. We're calling from the hills. Summer was a-coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills.
if I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started.
Darling, it would be when you smiled at me
that way, that Sunday, that summer.
If I had to choose just one day.
Matt Cole, What a tune, and Doris Day is next up, but I want to tell you about, just for a moment, he was one of the most popular and greatest male singers of the whole century, the 20th. It was written by Joe Sherman and George Weiss on Capitol Records. Now, Doris Day.
Dance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hide away, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need the castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
Interesting thing about that song, it's identified with old movie theaters, not the multiplexes, no, the big single screen palaces, the cathedrals of motion pictures. Every town had one, some had many. Many are still there due to the love and admiration from the townspeople. But many, many are gone. And for some reason, My Romance, that song, is identified with these old palaces. Milwaukee has several, Chicago has many. Many still have their pipe organs from the days of silent film. Conventions in these old theaters, you'll always hear people rise up and say, play My Romance. No, I don't know why that is, but it works somehow. It works. There was a theater in San Francisco considered the grandest of all. It was called the San Francisco Fox. The Last Word. Opened in June of 1929. One of the grandest theaters ever built for the showing of film. Let's talk about that on this Sunday morning, the end of June. Now, that theater, just as one example of many that were built, designed by Thomas Lamb. He built many theaters. The opening film was a world premiere, Behind That Curtain, starring Warner Baxter. And that huge Wurlitzer organ. And it was a second organ in the lobby to hold people out till the next showing, you know. But the Fox Theater was supposed to be a big office complex. They never finished it. And due to the decline of movie going in the 50s, television, you know. Well, they closed it on February 15, 1963. They had a final show, Farewell to the Fox, February 16th of that year, 1963. A lot of film stars were there. Hedda Hopper had something to say. And they had an auction of all the possessions in the theater. Interior furnishings, decorations, even draperies. They auctioned them off, and as that was going, as this auction was proceeding inside, outside, the demolition contractors were waiting, poised, ready to start. It took 7 months. Many theaters, of course, were saved. A collaboration between owners, townspeople, public officials. Thank you. Here's Hedda Hopper.
Isn't she beautiful?
Thank you.
That final night.
Thank you so much. I'm so proud to be here. I'm so happy that you asked me. I don't understand how they could tear down this beautiful theater. Because San Francisco is a city that loves entertainment. They're great show people here. They love it. Only one other theater in America is as beautiful as this, and that's the Radio City Music Hall. That holds 5,000 people, and this holds 4,600. And tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, they start an auction to sell everything that's in this beautiful theater. I can't believe it. I can't believe that San Francisco would do a thing like that. I really can't.
I think things would be different now if you could roll
My
back the clock.
Romance.
Miss Tony.
Doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
Magic is all around you. The trick is to see it. Now that you're back,
We're gonna reopen the Majestic.
I can't help wondering, where's Luke been all this time? I mean, 9.5 years.
Your father said I would start to remember things.
What do you remember?
What happens if his memory does come back? Which life would he choose?
This town's had enough heartbreak.
Who are you, really?
Just a guy trying to figure things out.
From the director of The Shawshank Redemption and The Green Mile comes the story of a man brought back to life and the town he brought back with him.
You don't know what you meant to this town suddenly being alive.
Jim Carrey. The Majestic.
The Majestic, that's a great picture with Jim Carrey. 2001, has it been that many years ago? I saw it as a great picture. I think it's first dramatic film. You know what else happened in 1975? This picture came out. Steven Spielberg's Jaws. Super blockbuster. The Music of the Stars. Talking about summer blockbuster films, 50 years ago, has it been that long? ...1974, Airport 75, Earthquake and the Towering Inferno. Jaws grossed almost $500,000 worldwide just on its own, and it's a cultural phenomenon. Movies for summer.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign, gone fishing instead of just a wishing.
Papa Bing, I stopped by your place a time or two lately, and you aren't home either.
Well, I'm a busy man, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio.
You aren't tied up, you dog. You're just playing old gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing. Bubbles, dazzles, dazzles, dazzles. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with
that. Gone fishing. I'm biting at his eye.
Get away from me, boy, you're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing instead of just a wishing.
Bubble, baby, bubble, bubble, bubble.
Oh, yeah.
Then there was Airport 75. John Kakavas. He didn't get much work after that, I found out. More is the pity. Good composer. Airport 75.
Airport 75.
1975, an all-new motion picture inspired by the film Airport, based on the novel by Arthur Haley. A dramatic new story with a cast of the screen's greatest names. Charlton Heston.
Damn! Brake pressure's dropping.
Karen Black.
I'm scared.
George Kennedy.
My wife and son are up there in that airplane. I'm going to Salt Lake City.
Gloria Swanson.
The hell with the jewelry. Let's put my book in here.
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. Susan Clark. Comedian Sid Caesar. Myrna Loy. Linda Blair. And award-winning singer Helen Reddy as Sister Ruth.
Would you be more forgiving of your human imperfections if you realized your best friend was yourself?
You back in that same old kick about us.
Maybe I'm tired of one-night stands.
She's scheduled for a transplant in the kidneys in L.A. Now, we can't have her off the dialysis machine too long.
It had taken off as regular flight 409. Dulles Airport to LAX. Plane, the big one, the 747. All conditions normal. And then it happened.
Your kisses kill me. What a way to die. Oh, baby, thrill me. Now's the time to try. Crush me, listen to me sigh. The more you rush me, the more you satisfy. You change my way of living from this life I've led. All the love you're giving just knocks me dead. Come on, burn me and chill. To the sky, your kisses kill me. What a way to die!
Excuse me, have you ever been in Schenectady?
No, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. It must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face someplace else.
No, it's always been right here. Right on the top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh no, I've never been on television. See, is it all right if I join you? I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
Thank you.
get to be an airline pilot?
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road. Oh, it's one of those big gray metal things with, what you call it, sticking out on the side.
Wings?
Oh, you an airline pilot?
Calls as a pilot?
Oh, yes, sir, especially since they moved the men's room to the back of the plane.
I was on a flight from New York to L.A. a couple weeks ago, and the plane lost an engine.
Oh, don't worry, it'll turn up. You know, there's a lot of pressure being a pilot, flying way out there, high in the air and all. Above all those white, fluffy things.
Clouds?
You sure you're not a pilot? At the same time, it's quite a sobering thought and a very inspiring feeling to realize that there are hundreds of people on my plane all depending on me. And to that, I happen to hold their lives right in the palm of my hand. I got it.
Yes?
Yes? I gotta get to the airport because I'm flying a 747. I'm flying a 747 to London tonight, and the plane is scheduled to leave precisely 1 hour and 43 minutes ago.
Foster Brooks, of course, and the man could sing. I'll show you in just a bit. Dean Martin. And summer blockbuster movies. John Kakavas, Airport 75, the music. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear all the angels cheer, because we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near, you might even hear a whole gang of cheers, just because we're together weather-wise. It's such a cuckoo day. You just say those words and we'll take our birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. Oh, babe, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
And here's Artie Shaw.
One of our original compositions entitled Nonstop Flight.
The Artie Shaw Orchestra.
Thank you.
There's Artie Shaw, and Nonstop Flight wrote that himself. This is Patty Page talking about the Pride of Sturtevant, Wisconsin. Lionel Hampton.
So see if you can keep your feet still while you listen to the king of the vibraharp, the master of the drums with his all-time big record of Flying Home. It's Lionel Hampton. Lionel.
Lionel Hampton. Talk about summer blockbusters there. Airport 75, yeah, count the years. 5 decades ago. Here's a movie from 57 it was, yeah. Peggy King, Dana Andrews, he was in all those airport movies. Sterling Hayden. Man, he had a lot of good roles. And this is the film that gave all its laughs to Airplane.
Put yourself in this man's place. Aboard a transcontinental plane, suddenly half the passengers, including your own son, are struck by a paralyzing, deadly illness. And then in the midst of the panic and confusion, the stewardess tells you to come forward to the pilot's compartment. This is what you find. A pilotless plane running wild in a stormy sky.
Can you fly this airplane and land it?
No, not a chance.
You're the only chance we've got.
How could he fly a plane again after the horrible experience that had sapped his courage and ruined his life? But only he, among all the passengers, had any chance at all to save them, even though it was one in a thousand.
This is Cross Canada Charter, flight 714, in distress. Come in, anyone.
I want you to get on a horn and talk this guy down. You'll have to talk him onto the approach. And so help me, you'll have to talk him right down to the ground.
He's below 700 now, and he's still going down.
Stryker, you can't come straight in. You've got enough fuel left for 2 hours flying. You've got to stay up there till we get a break in the weather.
Listen, Trelevin, I'm coming in. Do you hear me? I'm coming in right now.
In front of him, the bewildering array of instruments that blur before his frantic eyes. Beside him, the woman who had once loved him. And behind him, a plane load of frantic passengers.
We're falling, Ted. We're falling. The mountain, Ted. The mountain.
I was taken for a sleigh ride in July. Oh, I must have been a setup for a sigh. Mockingbird was whistling a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance was only make-believe, just a sleigh ride on a balmy summer eve. My dreams were safe all winter. And then to think that I was taken for a sleigh ride in July.
For news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. Summer blockbusters. More to come. We're on till midnight in China.
Mockingbird was whistling a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance was only make-believe, just a sleigh ride on a balmy summer eve.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.